thing. The stuff that they put in it that makes it rise.
Yeast.
And anything else, any kind of other kind of bread that you might make with flour.
What about it? What is it?
Yeah, some different kind.
Cornbread.
Okay.
Do you want examples?
Yeah.
Muffins?
Would muffins be cornmeal or wheat flour?
Depends on what kind of muffins you make.
Oh, you can make, you can have...
You can have corn muffins or bran muffins or blueberry muffins, or blueberry muffins are made with regular wheat flour, plain white flour.
Okay. What about something that you might have in the morning that some people have at breakfast time?
Toast? Biscuits.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
Corn dodger?
Uh-huh.
No.
How about corn pone?
Yeah.
You've heard of corn pone?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it is?
I think it's sort of like a big pancake made with cornmeal.
Oh, that's just a kind of a round...
Yeah,
like
a giant pancake, larger than normal.
How about something that you might have with fish, like you put onions, cornmeal, and onions?
Hush puppies.
And to distinguish homemade bread from the kind that you buy at the store, you'd say, well, there's homemade and then there's...
Store-bought.
Okay, the Krispy Kreme people make...
Donuts. Pastry.
And, at breakfast time, sometimes you might make a batter and you'd fry three or four of these things at a time, you call them.
Pancakes? Mm-hmm. Waffles? No, waffles. Okay, pancakes.
Okay, if you went to the store to buy flour and you didn't buy 1 pound, but you bought 2 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
The inside part of the egg is called?
Yolk.
Mm-hmm. And the color of the yolk would be?
Yellow.
And if you cooked eggs in hot water, I mean shell and all, you'd say they were?
Hard-boiled or soft-boiled.
And that what they were would be?
Cooked.
Yeah, but they'd be hard-boiled?
Eggs.
Yeah. If you cracked them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water.
Poached eggs.
Yeah. Now, do you know what you would call the kind of meat that people might put in beans or something?
Pork. Salt pork?
Yes. Is that what you'd usually call it if you were referring to that kind of meat?
Yeah, some people call it fat back, but I'm not sure that that's the same thing as salt pork.
Now, the kind of meat that you buy that's already sliced and you have it in the morning with your eggs.
Bacon.
You know what you call the kind of crusty part on it? Well, they cut it off the bacon now. It's a crusty part on the edge of bacon. And now they cut it off and you can buy in little packages. People buy it and eat it like potato chips.
Oh, yeah. It's a skin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it's called.
It's called skin.
Oh.
But sometimes it's called rind, I guess.
Yeah, rind, right.
Rind. Yeah,
bacon rind.
It's also called skin, too. I mean, it's the same thing. The kind of meat also that you make from pork that's got, where it's ground.
Sausage.
Up, yeah. And a man who makes his living by cutting and grinding.
Butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Ruined.
Okay. And if it starts smelling bad, would you ever say it's spoiled?
Yeah.
Okay. How would...
Spoiled.
Do you know anything that they would make from the meat of the head of the hog?
Yeah, the brains.
Okay. I think they may use the brains in this stuff. Have you ever heard of anything called souse or head cheese, either one?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I didn't realize that's what it was.
Sorry.
Souse. No, I've never heard souse.
But you have heard head cheese.
Uh-huh.